to have Brother Jeff Archie here with us. Really, he needs no introduction because he knows who he is, but many of you don't know who he is, so I'd like to share with you that probably one of the most powerful men in the Brotherhood, because at PTP with thousands of people, he controls that whole crowd. He's been the moderator for many years, and he does a great job, and I've never seen any rebellion, open rebellion. You keep everything under control. I appreciate that. But Brother Jeff is a highly experienced preacher of the gospel, been preaching over 30 years at lectureships, local congregations, on the Gospel Broadcasting Network and other local TV and radio programs. But now he's heavily involved in the International Gospel Hour. And I remember when Brother V.E. Howard was the speaker at that time, back in the 70s probably, and this thing. So, and one of the nicest things we can say about him is that he's never been put in jail without a just cause. So come and speak, preach to us, brother.
It was the Apostle Paul that said that he had longed to be with the church at Rome, and I have longed to be with you here at Polishing the Pulpit. Robin was very gracious, and I talked to him, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here with you tonight. Of course, singing with Phil Randolph, when I moved to the Chattanooga area several years ago, I got to befriend his father and mother, and thankful for them. My wife, Renita, used to work with Phil in radio. And if you have lived in Lebanon for any number of years, my aunt, Virginia Sullivan, just might have waited on you at the Shoney's here. She began to work at Shoney's when the Ark landed, and she spent well over 50 years at Shoney's. I visited with her this afternoon. She suffered a broken hip and is in rehab. But I had the privilege of spending some time with her and her daughter, Wanda, my cousin, and her husband, Jerry, at Rome this morning. And so to be with you tonight is indeed an honor. To the elders, thank you for the invitation. And also, let me say this. This is a knockout of a building. Man, this is nice. I turned and, of course, came past the former building, took the left, drove and looked ahead, and I thought, man, that's pretty. What are all those people doing there early? Keep that up. That's great. You walk in, and I know why you're here early, because you love one another. And I commend you for the beauty of this facility, but most importantly, the beauty of the church that meets within it, and for your love and your care for the gospel. And I love to see the signage that's right over here nearby from Isaiah 6 and verse 8. Here am I, send me, proclaim, promote, and participate. Well, tonight, I would like to proclaim the gospel with you. And I'd like to encourage you to promote and to participate in our work. You know, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 23, Paul speaks about, as you see on the screen, the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. This is about 30 years after the church began there on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, as prophesied in days of old in Isaiah chapter 2, where you get, here am I, send me, in Isaiah chapter 6. And read a few moments ago from Romans chapter 10 of Isaiah's word, Lord, who has believed our report. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10, 16, 17. We know that. And so tonight we want to talk about the open doors that the Lord gives us with the gospel message. To see this crowd tonight, knowing you're having a guest speaker, knowing we're going to be talking about the area of missions, reflect your importance in the work and the mission that you have as children of God pressing forward with the gospel message. As Brother Gates mentioned moments ago, the International Gospel Hour goes back to 1934. When, in 1934, the gentleman on the left, Brother V.E. Howard, walked into a radio station in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and wanted to preach the gospel over that new, somewhat new invention, the radio. Now, folks, if you've ever watched the Waltons, The only thing that got John Boy out of his room from writing was when his daddy pulled up, and what did he take out of the front seat of the truck? A radio. For somebody to own a radio in the 30s, that was the equivalent of getting your first television in the 50s or getting on the internet for the first time in the 90s. Because radio was a key tool of communication, and Brother Howard saw an opportunity to preach the gospel over the radio. Did you know the radio station manager didn't think it would go over? But Brother Howard persuaded him. And for 88 years, we have been on the air every week somewhere in this world. The longest running radio program in Churches of Christ, the second longest running weekly religious program in the history of radio in America, and the fourth longest running weekly radio program among all genres of radio. We are up there with that little old country show out of Nashville called the Grand Ole Opry. And so when you look at the longevity of the work, and Brother Howard proclaimed the gospel over the radio for 60 years, and around 1995, due to health, Brother Winfred Claiborne stepped forward. I suppose more people in this area would be more familiar with Brother Claiborne. He taught for a number of years at Fried Hardeman. And a lot of us loved and appreciated him. I was blessed to know many members of the Claiborne family and blessed to call them friends. Brother Claiborne, when he began to preach and teach, that new invention called internet came along, so he took advantage of that. About 2014 or so, Jody Apple came on board to assist Brother Winfred, and then Brother Jody eventually spoke at the program. Yes, that is the one and same Brother Jody Apple that preached at the Rome Church back in the 80s. And so Brother Jody served for a number of years, opened a lot of good doors and opportunities for us into social media. And so, needless to say, dear friends, I stand on the shoulders of giants, and I am grateful for the past because it helps us in the present look toward to the future. And what we have tried to do is simply build how the New Testament Christians took advantage of every opportunity to preach the gospel. Even by the riverside in Acts 16, why, it could be in the jail in Acts 16. Maybe it was a feast for the Jews on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, but the gospel comes forward. And the Lord opens a lot of wonderful doors. For example, the International Gospel Hour is on, as you see, 226 over-the-air and internet stations. Somehow, some way, they will show something of our broadcast. Maybe our minute segments called Are You Listening? Another minute segment, 60 Seconds for the Savior. Our longer version, 27-minute weekly version, goes into a 30-minute block. 13-minute version goes into a 15-minute block, and a lot of those run daily on religious radio. A Couple of Moments for Christ or A Couple of Minutes for Christ run on the Wilkins Radio Network, American Samoa. And so we are in 34 states and 14 countries. Now, as of today, we added states 33 and 34 in southern New Hampshire and southern Maine. And how thankful we are to be on in that area there. Now, the picture you see there on the right, you have an inside look at the International Gospel Hour studio where it all happens. It's there in my home. I took a closet, converted it, worked it to where I can record in the closet. My office is the kitchen table. I have the most awesome break room in the brotherhood behind me. It's called the kitchen, y'all with me, church? And the basement is where I have my warehouse. So I'm able to do everything there at home, keeps our costs low that we can put those funds back into preaching the gospel. When I talk about radio, people want to know, where can we hear your broadcast? Well, out of Carthage, every Sunday morning, 7 o'clock, 104.1, The Ranch, they air that program. The Rome congregation has sponsored that program for a number of years. And if you miss it at 7, you can get it at 7:30 on the Legend WSM 650. When I first went with the International Gospel Hour, and as a matter of fact, Phil was the one that asked me, when are you going to get back on WSM? And the Lord opened a good door to get us back on WSM. And friends, the things that I am going to share with you tonight happened, the majority of them, in 2020 and 2021. Folks will never look at 2020 the same again. Isn't that a fine year to begin a new work? Well, it was. You see, where there was a virus, God reminds us of the victory in Christ. Where there is a pandemic, God provides us with His promises. Where there is suffering, there is a Savior. And the doors open for the opportunities for us to go forth with the gospel message. So not only with radio and internet, as you have seen, but what you will see tonight, this young lady is holding, reading her phone like a lot of people do. Chances are in your pocket, as it is in mine, or maybe in your purse, you have one of these little contraptions right here. It is amazing. Do you know half the world's population has a smartphone? And tonight, I want you to see some of the open doors that you can have in the palm of your hand with the touch of a button. How about the International Gospel Hour app that our elders at West Fayetteville that oversee the work wanted to see that happen? And in 2020, we unveiled the International Gospel Hour app, and the downloading of that app grows every day. As you see, nearly 2,100 people have downloaded the app. When you download the app and you pull it up, you launch it. And then when you launch it and work within it, you make an impression. So as you see, it's put to use. When you pull up the app and you hit that circle there in the lower right-hand corner, you hit that more, what pops up is on the right side of the screen. From your cell phone, you can go to our website, you can go to our Facebook page, our YouTube page, our podcast platform at Apple Podcast. You can go to resources on our website, and if you're into Twitter, you can even go there as well. And so we wanted to be sure that people could put those phones to work. Let me see if you can stay with me on this. Here's how powerful it is, especially in downloading apps. I mentioned WSM a while ago. They have an app you can download and listen to WSM. We received a request from a lady for study material in North Carolina who heard our program via Alexa on the WSM app. You really want me to blow your mind and take you from one way to another? Folks, I will have you Google mapped before I get done with this. Watch. A radio station in Las Vegas, Nevada, a religious station that carries our broadcast, has an app. A lady in Ohio downloaded the app of the station from Las Vegas, Nevada, and heard our program that is produced in Cleveland, Tennessee, further produced in Texarkana, Arkansas, further produced and downloaded in a server in Georgia and made available to that station. She heard our broadcast, picks up the phone, contacts us in Fayetteville, Tennessee, wanting study materials sent to her in Ohio. Folks, the Word of God is not bound. 2 Timothy 2:9. It is amazing of the tools that are before us today that I submit to you. We can go into all the world with the gospel message just like they did in the first century. But let's build a little bit more. Do you listen to podcasts? Here's the definition. Podcast is radio on demand. I owe that to Robert Hatfield of the Light Network. For example, you might miss hearing us on Sunday morning on WSM. You might miss hearing us on The Ranch 104.1. But if you use podcast platforms or have a certain podcast channel that you download your music, you can go listen to us 24/7 over there. Now, I know a lot of times I talk about podcast apps and things like that, and I remember what a dear aged lady say, and I use the term aged in the biblical sense with respect and reverence. She looked at me afterwards, she said, "Brother Archie, I understood half of what you said, but it sounded good." Listen, don't let age stop you. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I had an elder in the Lord's church in Boiling Springs, South Carolina, come up to me when he heard we were on Stitcher, and he said, in his 70s, he said, "Brother Archie," he said, "I didn't know you were on Stitcher. That's where I download my music." Let's see, he's in his 70s, born in 1950, lived in the 60s. He had to download classic rock. Do you recall? Do you suppose? He said, "Wow, I can download your program there." We started with four podcast options. Brian Cirillo is his name. He's an elder in the Lord's church in Soddy, just outside of Chattanooga. Brian got the idea, why can't we put sermons on podcast platforms that people can listen? And so Brian helps us with our work, and he downloads the International Gospel Hour radio broadcast through podcast options. So what do we have so far? Well, you had over-the-air radio, you went to internet, you go in social media, you also continue to grow over-the-air radio, then you turn around and you can have an app on your phone. Now podcast options. We unveiled four in March of 2020. Remember what was going on in March of 2020? When we learned terminology like shelter in place, social distancing. I mean, you talk about, we know of the challenge it brought forth in the church. Folks, I didn't know where to sit sometimes. I'd walk into a church building and it was either rolled off or X'd off. And then being a Tennessee country boy, I know where the landmines are. And if I see a footstool, a pillow, a quilt, or a throw, I walk on by. I just started sitting on the front row. I would have sat on the front row tonight, but Phil would have put a microphone in my face with those 10 little ones. I tell you, they did a great job. They were wonderful. And so we unveiled these four because people being sheltered in place, and you can only watch so much daytime television, they would be able to listen to our broadcast and use it for a daily devotional and things of that nature. But dear friends, from these four, it has now expanded to where there are probably more podcast platform options for people to listen to our broadcast. The one on the lower right side, Breaker, I came across that. I saw another podcast on that called Breaker, went to look, and we're on there. We are downloaded in areas that sometimes we're not aware. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I've repented more than once over this for this reason. I thought a podcast options would be good for members of the church that couldn't hear us over the air in wherever they lived. But I did not stop to think that that is a tool of evangelism that people will download and will listen. How many? As of last week, over 81,000 people in almost 3 years' time. 81,000 downloads through this tool here. And when you take a look at where all throughout the world people tuned in to listen, and when you take a look at all these places, and as they're listed, Brazil, Kenya, the Caribbean, and so on, I'm reminded of what I said moments ago, that the Word of God is not bound, 2 Timothy 2:9. And the 14 countries that we were in with over-the-air and internet options are now well over 30. And so we were able to revive the international within International Gospel Hour. It holds no bounds. This is another good door and opportunity. Can I talk to you about YouTube? Now we're going to move a little bit from just audio. I'm sorry, yes, from audio to video. YouTube is the second largest search engine on the internet. Brothers, listen to me. If you're working on something around your house and you don't know how to do it, find it on YouTube. Shouldn't have said that. Because now if you don't, your wife knows the secret. Sorry about that, brothers. YouTube, you can find out what to do. Remember I told you about the greatest break room in the brotherhood? I stopped to eat, so I step over in the break room at the house, and I've had to work on eating habits and diet this year. I've had to shed some pounds. I've had to work on some A1C numbers, and they are far better. And I'm telling you, it's been a challenge. And a man can only eat so many cold slices of bell pepper. I like to saute something, and I didn't know how. But folks, I took that phone, I hit that YouTube app, and in 3 minutes, I was Chef Boyardee. I can tell you, folks, YouTube is powerful. People love to watch videos on YouTube. People will tune in, and when we decided to do the video version of the International Gospel Hour. At the time, first time in its history, its 87-year history, When we relaunched our channel in 2021, to date, over 400 people have subscribed. Now, it's easy to subscribe to a YouTube channel. You go to YouTube, you go to International Gospel Hour, and you ring what they call that little bell in the upper right-hand corner. That will let you know when we upload a program. It's free. So people can now not only listen to us worldwide, but can watch us worldwide through our YouTube channel and through our friends at Gospel Broadcasting Network. My relationship with them goes back to when GBN was an idea mentioned to me by the late Brother Barry Gilreath Sr. when we were at a preacher's luncheon in Chattanooga. And we are blessed to be on GBN 4 days a week. As a matter of fact, they still re-air Book, Chapter, and Verse, which was a program that I did while in work at Eastside in Cleveland. And if you go back and find Focus on Faith, well, let me just tell you like this, folks. You find Focus on Faith, I've got brown hair. You find Book, Chapter, and Verse, it's salt and pepper headed. International Gospel Hour, you see what I'm dealing with. Jeff, I don't think I'll do another program. I think I may stop right where I'm at. Folks, we are delighted with this program. And we are encouraged. We get to record it at the Good News Today studio in Dunlap, which is just over the mountain from us, from Cleveland. So the convenience is there and it works very well. But in 2022, just this year, we wanted to try a test to go over the air television or through cable systems or satellite, over the air TV, or as we would commonly think of it here in the area. Now, I know there's a lot of digital channels now, but folks, I grew up in the era where we had 2, 4, 5, and 8. And when Channel 17 came into existence, how many of us ran out to Radio Shack to get those loop antennas to put on the back of the TV to try to pull the signal in? And a lot of the young people are looking at me like this. Google it. You'll understand what I'm saying. All right. People are cutting cords. People are going back to now digital antennas. You could put one of those in your house and it pulls in more channels than we could get with an outside antenna growing up. And so we wanted to look and we decided to try to test some markets. And the next thing we know, the Lord has opened the door and He has our broadcast on 7 over-the-air stations in 10 different states. And that's just happened this year. From Huntsville, Alabama, to Knoxville, Tennessee, over to Tupelo in Columbus, Mississippi, and then over in Topeka, Kansas. Never thought I'd preach in Kansas, but I do every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on Channel 43. Our program comes on after Phil Sanders' In Search of the Lord's Way. Now let me ask you, church, can you think of a better opening act for me than Phil Sanders? I love that. I love to be able to work together with broadcast. But here's our strategy with television. We're testing it in markets where there's not a lot of programming, and we want to go on later in the morning. Why later on Sunday morning? Somebody says, well, Jeff, I won't get to see your program. I'll be at church. I know that, but you're not the audience of who we're looking for. You already know the gospel. You have the gospel. But there are those out there that do not have the gospel. And they will awaken later on a Sunday morning with a long-time habit. But when they start searching, we pray that they will find our broadcast. You see the one on the far right in Charlotte? Charlotte did not have any program of the Lord's Church on television. I was surprised. And now the door is open and we get more feedback from Charlotte than any of our other places. We just got on the air in Chattanooga, and we chose Chattanooga because we were able to go into a time slot that Barry Gilreath Jr.'s Fabrica family had for 18 years. Well, when Barry was no longer going to produce the program, the door opened, and we were able to slide in with a built-in audience, if you will. We're also on the air in Paducah, Kentucky, Sunday mornings at 8. Why did we choose that one? Because we were not on the radio in the boot heel of Missouri. We were not on the radio in southern Illinois. And it comes down into northwest Tennessee. And so we're able to cover a tremendous amount of market through our over-the-air. Now, folks, again, we're testing television. We're not walking away from radio, the podcast options. Those are doors that continue to open. But we want to see how we can do with over-the-air television. I may come back and see you in a couple of years, and you may say, Jeff, how many markets are you in? And I may tell you three or four at the time. We want to see how this works, and we want to see how we can operate and how effective this can be. Speaking of television and talking about internet, how about another option? OnePlace.com in November of 2021, just over 1 year ago, became an opportunity for us. OnePlace.com is a myriad of religious radio programs. Just about every religious radio program from every genre you can imagine in the religious world is on OnePlace.com. When I was told about this through our friends at Westar Media Group that help us in marketing our program, I looked at it and I saw an opportunity. People that are religious that are looking, and I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me a little bit of Paul on Mars Hill when he looked around and he saw every kind of idol worship, every kind of thing set up, and he in turn having that audience. Remember, they were always looking for some new thing, but he had the audience. And what did he do? He said, you have here a stone to the unknown God. Him I declare unto you. Same idea. We want to declare the simplicity of New Testament Christianity. We want to talk about God's simple plan of salvation for man. We want to talk about the one church. We want to talk about the one Savior, Jesus Christ, and how blessed we are for this door to open. And it goes a lot of ways. For example, you can say to Alexa, one place, and she can pull it up on your TV. If you have a Roku box, which is a way a lot of people view, or an Apple Fire Stick, you could use that. Now, that puts us on TV in another way. It's just a still shot, but people can listen to our broadcast while it's there on TV. When you go to the web page of International Gospel Hour, people can get free material. It says a lot to radio stations when you tell them, I will not ask your listeners for one dime. Everything we have, we give away. It's absolutely free. How effective has this been? Nearly 2,000 listen or downloads a month, or as I say, listen and loads have happened through OnePlace.com. We are blessed with a number of doors that the Lord has opened. What about social media? A lot of you are followers on social media. You might have Facebook. You might have Instagram. You might have Twitter. Well, over 6,000 people follow us on Facebook at our Facebook page. And also close to 400 on Instagram. And as you see, 87 on Twitter. Recently, we have made some decisions in our social media that Josh Robinson, who is an old McMinnville boy, by the way, lives in Arnold, Missouri. Josh is with Uplift Media. Brother Gates mentioned about polishing the pulpit. If you've ever been there at the end and you see the closing video, the highlights of the week, Josh produces those. So now Josh is helping us on social media, doing things like, for example, our audio, 60 Seconds for the Savior, he converts one a week to video so people can watch it and hear it at the same time. He will take our television program another day and he will make smaller clips to drive individuals to our YouTube channel or drive individuals to our website where they can hear our broadcast. Social media works in that you can share from the Facebook page something we do. You can share it on your page and you can put forth the example of what you have to my left, to your right, and your left and right as I have here. Here am I, send me a way to promote. Let me tell you this, folks. It's as simple as taking a flyer of a VBS or a gospel meeting that you have here. Take your phone, take a picture of the flyer, upload that picture to your social media page, and I will tell you, it gets word out faster than any other kind of advertisement you can imagine. People look at social media. Now listen, I talked a while ago about the lady that said, I don't understand, I understand half of what you say, but it sounds good. Do you know the number one age group that's growing in social media? Those who are 65 and older. Want me to tell you the number one reason why? I'll give you a clue. If you knew they would be that good, you would have had them before your own children, grandchildren. We're a transient society. People move away because of work, and they're able to keep up with what their grandchildren are doing through the tool of social media. I have people tell me, Brother Jeff, I wouldn't know how to turn a computer on. But you let a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl or a dark-haired, dark-eyed little grandchild go up and say, Nana, will you FaceTime with me? You're ready to learn. It's amazing what our children can do. Now, a lot of this I'm talking about, some of you might say, well, I wouldn't know where to start. Get your grandchildren. They walk with this all the time. They will download it for you, show you how to work it and everything. And they are what I call our unofficial technical advisory board of the International Gospel Hour. Had a deacon one time, said, Jeff, come tell us about your work and tell us about everything you can do with your phone. I thought, well, okay, sure. So while I'm talking, I look, and he's sitting toward the back in his spot, and I look, he had recruited a teenager and was watching the teenager do everything on his phone. Smart deacon. Why not? Folks, social media opens up and it directs things. When it links one way, it takes you to another place. It takes you to another. It opens up the realm of communication. Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. My wife, Renita, takes care of our website. You can go there, watch our programs, send us a message, learn a little bit more about our history, and we're thankful. Let me add this. For congregations, I encourage them, folks, have a good website, and you do. Your website is awesome. And that's important, and I'll tell you why. If people are going to move to the Lebanon area and they're looking for a church, the first place they're going to go is online. And they're going to look for the congregations there online. It used to be that when we would travel and we would stay somewhere, we'd get the phone book and find out where the nearest congregation was. Folks, not anymore. People search all that out on the internet. And so to have a good website was important to us. When you think about it, church, it's like Isaiah. Here we are back to Isaiah again. It's like the Lord through Isaiah said. When he said, as the rain comes down, the snow from heaven, it doesn't return. But it carries forth the bidding. It waters the earth. It brings forth. It makes it bud. Seed to the sower. Bread to the eater and all. And he says what? So shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void. It will accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. The Lord's word is not bound, does great. Let's talk about our laborers very quickly. You have been very patient tonight because you love mission work. You love the thought of taking the gospel into all the world. And for you and I together to, as you have here, left and right, as we proclaim, promote, and participate, let me share with you a special group of individuals. The International Gospel Hour is under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville Church of Christ, down on the south part of the state, about in the middle of the state, about 20 miles due north of Huntsville. The West Fayetteville congregation has had the oversight of the work since 1995 when Brother Claiborne took it. You have here Van Massey, Steve Jefferson, and Gerald Todd. They are passionate about the International Gospel Hour and the work. Their support and encouragement is second to none. And when congregations, when elders approve and congregations send forth gifts to International Gospel Hour, I want you to know it's under the oversight of a sound eldership of whom I speak with at least one of them on a weekly basis, and we look constantly at how the work can improve. I went to these good brothers when we were looking at going into television. I asked them, would they spend about $3,000 to build our set from the West Fayetteville Fund to assist us with the International Gospel Hour work. They affirmed it within 20 seconds. They got behind it, and they are still behind our work. And I want you to know where our work and the oversight that it serves. Laborers together, that's what I like to consider all that are with us in our work. When you look at 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 through 9, the Apostle Paul is dealing with a congregation that is divided and splintered. And what does he do? In chapters 1, 2, and 3, he points them back to the cross and he points them to God the Father. He takes all the splintering, all the division, and he points them to one to bring them together. As they acknowledged both him and Apollos, even Cephas and Christ, I am of this one, I am of that one. And that's where Paul comes forth and says, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. It doesn't matter who plants, it doesn't matter who waters, it's God that gives the increase. He that plants and waters are one. In other words, Paul's telling them, stop it. We're one, we're laboring together. Every man will receive his own reward. God gives the increase. We are laboring together in God's husbandry, God's building. And as laborers together with God, we encourage brethren to join us as we work and labor together. In turn, here are some things we now try to help congregations with. I'm blessed to offer seminars to help congregations, and these seminars are free. A lot of brethren love gospel meetings, but a lot of congregations look for seminars of way to edify or to encourage the local church. Seminars on giving that will grow your weekly contribution. Seminars on observe or following up with new Christians, how to acclimate them within the work. And the one on seek out is a leadership seminar to refresh and renew our elders, our deacons, our evangelists, and every member. May I speak gentle but frank. I grew up in the Lord's church. I'm going to tell you a habit we've gotten into, and we need to work out of it. We didn't mean to do it, but in some places, the preacher has become the pastor. The pastors, who are the shepherds, wind up doing works of deacons. Deacons are willing to do the work with the direction and what they need to do to get their work where it needs to be. And then what happens? Deacons become frustrated, elders become tired, preachers resign, we bring in another one, and the cycle starts all over. Church, I hope you have worked toward the Bible doctrine of leadership. And I believe that you have, to see the things you've been able to accomplish here, to allow your evangelist to be evangelist and ministers and serving in the areas the elders that oversee and shepherd and feed will bring forth, and allow deacons to grow in their work. Acts 6 and verse 7, the church grew and multiplied when they took care of serving widows. It's a seminar that I have great excitement to present to help churches as they labor together. The Rome church this morning, we dealt with this because the Rome congregation have three men put forth as elders and look like they're going to be serving as elders. And they want to get this thing right and know what the shepherds are to do and the work they're in. And so these seminars help congregations, and we're able to tailor them for congregational needs. Whether we do it on a Saturday and a Sunday, or a Sunday and a Monday, or a Tuesday, whatever, that's something we work out. We want to give back to churches that have given to us through the years and have allowed us to preach the gospel. And then also radio support. We mentioned polishing the pulpit. I met a good brother that preaches for the church in Albany, Kentucky. And I met another good brother that preaches for the church in Jerseyville, Illinois. And these brothers are busy with preaching, and to try to do a radio program straps their time. And so what we do is we help congregations that purchase radio time. We supply them with a radio broadcast. That's what we do. And we supply and work with radio stations with promos and things of that nature to help the local congregation. We love doing this. Now, I will tell you, that part would not be applicable here unless you wanted to look at a daily program of some type or you have something in mind. But as you see, we're able to help other congregations. They pay for the time, and we're able to supply and to work with the radio stations. It's another open door that helps us. And then when we have brethren, such as in New Hampshire and Maine, where the church is not as strong, but they would love to have a radio program, then brethren rise up and are able to help them. Folks, get this. You know how much radio cost us a month in that area to air us twice a week, our 30-minute broadcast? Are you ready? $176 a month. And we're blessed to have funds that we can manage as good stewards from congregations and from individuals to help us help others toward that end. So when an individual or a congregation gives to International Gospel Hour, it comes to one place, but as you see, it's going to go a lot of places. And to God be the glory, and how thankful that we are. When I come to this point in speaking, the question comes, okay, how can we help? How can I help? I want to ask you, first of all, to pray for our work. I love Colossians 4, 2, and 3. Paul told the church, and when you get the church that's earnestly in prayer, and that's a church, a praying church, being vigilant in prayer, being on guard, bringing forth our prayers and our pleas, and we do it with thanksgiving. Paul said, pray for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, or to bring forth those things that are of Christ, the gospel. So I'd like to ask you to pray for us. In your daily prayers, brothers and sisters, just take a moment within that prayer and thank the Lord for our work, and pray that there will be doors that will open. It is often said great things are wrought by prayer, and how often you and I look in the New Testament and see the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous one and how it avails much. So pray for our work. Feel free to promote our work. I'm going to leave this PowerPoint with you, so it's yours to use as you'd like. If you'd like to take something of the PowerPoint, create a picture, a JPEG from it, put it in your bulletin. If you're out door knocking, let people know where they can tune in and hear our broadcast. By all means, use this in any way you can. If you do house to house, heart to heart, or, for example, let me back up here. This congregation in Mississippi that created this and put it in their bulletin to let people know where they could listen in the area. So we've got all options that we have here. On your website, link us to your website. We would be honored. But also, too, if you do house to house, heart to heart, you can also put on the front and the back page and make those changes any way you want. Feel free to use it to mail it out in your area, and if any way we can help you in your labors with our work, please let me know and feel free to put it to work. And to God be the glory. The third thing, pray, promote, and we ask as we bring forth profit. You see, folks, I don't twist arms. I don't have to give a push. I simply present a great opportunity of the door the Lord has opened, and I will ask people to help us further the cause. We do need the funds. And if the Lord opens the door, beloved elders, I want you to make sure you're taking care of the home fires, and you do. But if the Lord will open a door for Highland Heights to be a part of this with us, we would be honored. You know, Paul put it this way to the church at Philippi. He says, not that I seek the gift. I seek the fruit that will abound to your account. I'm a gospel preacher. I'm not a fundraiser. I'm a fruit bearer. And we want to bear fruit for Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ taught us that He is the vine, we are the branches. And as He is the vine and we are the branches, we want to remain within Jesus Christ, the vine. Because when we are in the vine with Jesus Christ, there's so many wonderful things. How about redemption that's in Christ, Ephesians 1:7? Redemption because We believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as he commanded in John 8:24. We responded to his commandment of repentance in Luke 13:3. Do you believe in Jesus tonight? Are you willing to repent of your sins if you have not become a Christian? A change of decision resulting in a change of direction commanded by our Lord in Luke 13:3, preached by Peter in Acts 2 verse 38, proclaimed by Paul on Mars Hill in Acts 17, 30 and 31, to turn away and to turn toward God and to confess him. Because as our heart believes unto righteousness, allow our mouths to confess unto salvation, Romans 10 and verse 10. To make the confession, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And yes, this very hour, we can obey the gospel of Christ by being baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. And that places us in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. It places us into Christ that like as we were buried with him, we are raised to walk in newness of life, Romans 6, 4 and 5. And we are added to his church, Acts 2, verse 47. We're placed in Christ Jesus where there is redemption, where there are all spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. And we are in the vine, and as the branches, it allows us to bear fruit. But it begins with your decision and mine. Have you obeyed the gospel of Christ tonight? If not, this is your night. This is the night of which you've been waiting. This is the night you can make that decision. And dear brother, dear sister in Christ, are you still in the vine? Or have you allowed the world to pull you away and your root is going toward a world that Satan will gladly have you? Satan will sift you. Satan will defeat you. And you've been thinking about your path, and you know that's not the path you wish to go. And tonight, it's time that you come back to the Lord. It's time you respond to our Lord's invitation. And to come back and to ask for the prayers of your brothers and sisters in Christ. No, no, we don't throw stones at one another. We help each other stay up on the rock. And we'll pray with you, and we will pray for you. If there is any need you have, the one true vine, Jesus Christ, awaits. His invitation is extended. And will you respond to it tonight? Will you come as we stand and while we sing?